Hey friends, I'm Rebecca Miller, and this is the I Can Relate podcast. Hey guys, I have made it to my second episode of the podcast, and if you are joining me today, thank you so much. I appreciate all the love and encouragement and the support that I've gotten over the past week, and this is an exciting time, and it's definitely been a step of faith for me. This doesn't come natural for me. This is totally out of my comfort zone, but I'm thankful that the Lord laid it on my heart. I do love to encourage people. I just recently discipled someone this past fall into winter. I think it was around that time frame. And I had the best time. I loved doing that. I loved encouraging her in the Lord. And I felt like a lot of times, even though she was a single girl and I'm married and I have two kids, I still felt like we were going through some similar things and we were able to encourage each other. And so that was just a really exciting time. She has since moved away, but I'm thankful for the opportunity that I got to be able to point her and her relationship closer to the Lord. What is it that you like to do? What brings you joy and fulfillment? And are you asking God to bring those opportunities your way? I think God wants us to thrive in this Christian life, and He wants us to find fulfillment in our gifts and abilities. And so I think it's important in our Christian walk to be serving Him in a capacity that we can thrive in. I think a lot of times what holds us back is we compare ourselves to others. We get in our own head. I know I do. I get in my own head. And maybe we think, well, I'm not good enough, or I'm not as good as that person, and they could probably do it so much better. But God is maybe pricking your heart and saying, no, I want you to do it. And I want you to trust me, because it is when you are weak that I can show up. And we have to embrace that weakness. And the Bible says in 2 Corinthians 12, verses 9 and 10, and He said unto me, my grace is sufficient for thee, for my strength is made perfect in weakness. Most gladly, therefore, will I rather glory in my infirmities, that the power of Christ may rest upon me. Therefore, I take pleasure in infirmities, in reproaches, in necessities, in persecutions, in distresses, for Christ's sake. For when I am weak, then am I strong. And it is when we embrace our weaknesses that we are embracing God's power. Because what we are doing is we're humbly coming to Christ and we're relinquishing our pride and we're saying, God, I am not good enough, but you are. Your grace is what is going to get me through this, and it is going to help me do what you've called me to do. You know, the Bible says that we're to glory in our infirmities, that we're to take pleasure in our infirmities, in persecutions, in distresses, in reproaches, in necessities. We're to take pleasure in that. And I don't associate pleasure with infirmities for sure, or being persecuted. Usually the word that comes to my mind is anxiety, right? I'm not going to glory in my weaknesses. It's just like when we go to a job interview, right? And maybe you can relate to this. You go to the job interview, they ask you the questions, and there are two questions on there that one is very dreaded. The first one that isn't dreaded because we seem to be able to answer it so perfectly is, hey, what are your strengths? And that's just so easy for us to talk about. Oh, I can do this and I'm really good at this and I can organize and whatever. And then it's like, oh, and what are your weaknesses? And it's like, oh my goodness, I just want to sugarcoat my weaknesses. I just want to make my weaknesses look good because I want to make sure I get the job. And I hope that my strengths outshine my weaknesses. But we don't have to come to God in that fear or worry that like, oh man, God won't accept me with all this weakness that I carry. No, God wants us to come to Him in our weakness, because that's when He's going to show up and shine through in our life. And His power will be upon our life because we're relinquishing our own power and our own strength. Because we can't do this life on our own. We need the Lord. And I'm so thankful that when we go through trials and difficulties and we have these weaknesses, that Christ can be magnified through those, that others can look into our life and say, wow, there is something different that I see about this person, and it's Christ. And that's where we can take the pleasure. We can take the pleasure in those infirmities because we know that Christ is getting the glory. But I think we have to actually decide to get rid of the negativity out of our minds and our hearts, and get rid of the lies that the devil tells us and the world tells us that weakness is a bad thing. When we feel weak, we feel powerless, right? In the world's eyes. But in God's eyes, it is when we are weak that we become powerful, because we are powerful with God's might. And, you know, we can't do anything without his power. Just like we can't talk on our phone unless it's charged. Ladies, we cannot curl our hair, blow dry our hair, iron our clothes, unless those things are plugged into a power source. And every day we need to find a time that we plug into God and we share our weaknesses with him, and we come to him in a humble spirit and say, God, do something with my weaknesses. And it is then that, man, we can just give all the glory back to God, because we can see how real he has been in our life and the awesome things that he is doing. So maybe make a list today of all your weaknesses, and then take each one of those things and say, okay, God, I'm wanting you to do something awesome through each one of these weaknesses, because I want to see you be glorified. I know for me, sometimes I feel like I can look weak in my parenting because my kid is disobeying me for like the fifth time, right? And so we kind of feel like embarrassed and like, okay, you know, we're working on this. But we need to realize that we just need to go to God with those things. And we need to pray about the things that our children are struggling with, and maybe the things that we're struggling with as a parent, and asking God for wisdom and not being embarrassed about those things. No one is perfect. No one is going to have it right all the time. We are going to fail and we're going to make mistakes. But that is when God shines the most. And I hope that you can take that truth about glorying in your infirmity and taking pleasure in that infirmity. I hope that you can be encouraged by that, because it's not a natural thing for us to talk about our weaknesses and talk about our struggles, because it makes us look bad. At least we feel like we look bad to other people, but really, we are relatable to other people. When we just kind of strip it all away and we just say, hey, this is what I'm struggling with. Maybe it's your marriage that is weak right now. Don't be ashamed of that. God wants to help you. God is for us. So don't be ashamed. We all go through struggles in relationships. Maybe it's a mother-daughter relationship. Maybe it's, again, a husband-wife, or it's with a sibling, but God wants to work in that situation as well. And we can't be ashamed. So many times we're like, oh, you know, everybody else looks like they have it together, or they have the perfect marriage. And so we're afraid to go to someone and maybe be accountable to them and share our weakness. No one is perfect, as I've said before. But God especially is for us. He loves us, and he wants us to come with our weaknesses. And so I am encouraging you this week to go to God, share your weaknesses each and every day, and watch him work. And the two actionable steps are: admit your weaknesses, relinquish that pride, and embrace your weaknesses, because by embracing your weaknesses, you are embracing God's power. And so these are just some simple truths that I wanted to share with you today. I know our lives are busy. We are constantly on the go. I know some people have baseball games, and you're getting into that season, and there's vacations. And I know this week it's spring break for our family, or for my kids. And so my husband and I are going to spend one day together. And then we're also going to spend a day with our kids going hiking, I think, which I told my husband, I'm like, I'm a city girl. So hiking is not always my favorite thing to do. But you know what? The weather is supposed to be nice the day that we are going, I believe. And so I'm excited about at least just being outdoors, and it's not going to be raining. And that's like a really great thing here, because in Maryland, it just just seems to rain all the time. And it seems like it's been raining since like last April. And that just, like, I always relate the weather to my life. I feel like at times we go through seasons that we're just like, I want to be out of this season. It's a pretty rough season right now. And we have to learn something from it. You know, God wants to teach us something. And so anyway, I am so excited about the spring and the summer coming up, and I'm sure you have lots of plans. And so I appreciate your time, and I appreciate you hanging out with me. And thanks for joining me on this second episode. And I pray that it was a blessing to you. If this podcast encouraged you at all today, I would love for you to share it, as well as if you haven't subscribed, I would love for you to do that as well. I'm looking forward to next month. I will have my first guest on the show. It's going to be awesome, and you're not going to want to miss it. So until then, I look forward to hanging with you on the I Can Relate podcast.